Hello.
Hello, my name is Shanice, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, isn't this about the Amazon pallet or one of the pallets?
I'm not exactly sure, ma'am. If you can provide me with your zip code, I can try pulling up your account to see what you was charged for.
I'm getting a number. 262-063-714.
Is that your zip code, ma'am?
No, I'm sorry. That's the number, what you call the number? My zip code is 33774.
Okay, give me one second. And may you also please provide me with your first and last name?
Shirley Dorsey.
Alrighty, thank you so much, Ms. Dorsey, for providing me with your first and last name. And may you also please verify your shipping address for security purposes.
13050 Washington Drive, apartment A is in Apple, Largo, Florida.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Give me one moment while I wait on my system to load up for me so I can pull up your account and see what you was charged for.
That was an account number that I gave you earlier.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for providing me with the account number, but I no longer need the account number because I already have your account pulled up.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hello, ma'am. I am still here with you. Give me one second. I'm still waiting on the account to load up for me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hello, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So it looks like you paid the amount of $7.95 on October the 12th to receive a extorted kitchen.
A what?
Extorted kitchen appliance.
It says a pallet.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what it is. What's an extorted kitchen?
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I am a third-party customer service representative. I wouldn't exactly know, but it says here that you paid the shipping and handling for that. You was entering in a contest. You was trying to win the extorted kitchen appliances.
So basically, it's a scam.
No, ma'am, it's not a scam. The terms and conditions were at the bottom of the page before you put your shipping information in and payment information in.
So I get nothing for my money.
Well, the charges are valid charges, ma'am. What I can do for you, ma'am, as a customer, well, no, ma'am, I cannot refund you anything back because I see here on December the 15th, we tried to charge you $39.99 because it looks like you enrolled into the membership because you didn't cancel.
No, I
didn't.
So,
that was declined as well as December the 14th. It was declined as well as December the 13th. That was declined. So we didn't charge you for anything. You only just paid shipping and handling of $7.95.
Okay. Thank you for your scam.